Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call. Leonard, please be called and I'll be standing by. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the ASM Pacific Technology 2018 first quarter results announcement investor conference call. Before we proceed, I would like to note that during this conference call, there may be certain forward-looking statements with respect to ASM Pacific Technology's business and financial conditions. Such forward-looking statements may involve known and unknown uncertainties and risks that could cause actual results, performance and events to differ materially from those expressed or implied during this conference call. For your reference, the IR presentation related to our Q1 results can be downloaded from our website, asmpacific.com. With us this morning are Mr. W.K. Lee, CEO of ASM Pacific Technology, and Mr. Robin Ng, CFO of ASM Pacific Technology. We will start with a brief discussion about our 2018 first quarter results, followed by a Q&A session. Without further ado, let me hand this over to Mr. W.K. Lee. Mr. Lee?
Thank you, Leonard. Good morning and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you joining us for our 2018 first quarter results conference call. I will first provide you with the summary of our first quarter results and followed by the Q&A sections. We are very pleased to report that we received a record booking of $754.2 million in Q1 this year. The booking was much stronger than what we had anticipated at the beginning of the year. Booking of the back-end equipment segment was particularly strong. It surged 82% quarter-on-quarter to a level that exceeded $400 million. It's the highest booking that this segment has ever received in the first quarter of a year. All three pillars of our back-end equipment segment, namely the IC discrete, the optoelectronics, and CIS, registered a strong booking rebound quarter-on-quarter. The strong booking for active alignment equipment reaffirms our belief that customers will continue to add new capacities for the active alignment of new cameras and 3D sensing modules for the smartphones. Booking of the SMT solution segment, which attended a new record in Q1, was unexpectedly high in spite of the absence of the big order relating to the smartphone upgrade cycle. Booking increased strongly by 32.4% quarter-on-quarter and 40% year-on-year, respectively. Industrial electronics and automotive market continue to drive booking of our SMT solutions segment to a high level. Booking of our material segment grew 11.4% quarter-on-quarter, however, it contracted 16.7% year-on-year. The year-on-year contraction came no surprise, since booking of the material segment Q1 last year was at an exceptionally high level. Our strong booking momentum in Q1 this year reaffirmed our belief that the semiconductor industry has entered into a different phase. For the past 10 years, the industry was mainly driven by the growth of smartphones. Now, the industry is driven by multiple growth drivers, such as IoT, industry automation, robotics, smart factory, power management applications, automotive, smart city, cloud computing, data center, artificial intelligence, big data analysis, and smartphone. Together with 5G mobile network, these diversified applications will spur up demand for semiconductor devices and our products. Good billing in Q1 this year amount to $551 million, assuming if there's no change to the accounting standard. It represents improvement of 14.6% and 1.9% against the same period last year, last quarter, the Q4 last year. It's the highest Q1 billing that the group has ever achieved. In fact, all three business segments of the group achieved the highest Q1 billing in their history. The book-to-bill ratio for the group was 1.36. Gross margin of the group was 37.6% in Q1 this year, representing reductions of 234 basis points and 167 basis points over the same period last year and the preceding quarter, respectively. The reduction was mainly related to product mix. Gross margin is expected to bounce back to a high level in the coming quarters. While the strong booking on hand, we expect good billing in Q2 to be in the range of $650 to $710 million. For Q2, we expect good bookings to achieve a single-digit percentage year-on-year growth. Supported by this high turnover, We expect gross margin of the group to improve over Q1 this year. Riding on the big wave, the group is executing strategies to invest in new growth areas. With the recent acquisition of Telnex, we further expand our offerings in the advanced packaging market. We believe that going forward, more value added in semiconductor devices will shift from wafer fabrication to advanced packaging. When the industry moves to wafer nodes of 10 nanometer and below, TCB or RDL will become the only viable interconnect technologies. Our unique product portfolio will enable ASMPT to capture the growth opportunity. On the other hand, silicon photonics is the key technology to facilitate ultra-high-speed data transfer within data centers. Our acquisitions of Amiga immediately puts ASMPT in the leading position in the silicon photonics market. According to forecast, silicon photonics transceiver market will reach $1 billion in about 2 years' time and will grow to be a multi-billion dollars market by 2025. The semiconductor industry is experiencing a super cycle driven by board-based drivers. We believe we have well prepared ASMPT to capture the opportunities. Our leading market position in the CIS, LED, power management, automotive, and industrial electronics market will fuel ASMPT's short to medium-term growth, while our investments in advanced packaging, silicon photonics, memory, and the mini and micro LED markets will enable ASMPT to achieve sustainable medium to long-term growth. With this, I thank you for your attention in our results announcement. We are now ready to take your questions.
Thank you, sir. We will now poll for a question. If you would like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Our first question comes from Stephen Paleo from HSBC. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Congratulations on the very strong bookings in the first quarter. That's actually what I'd like to ask you a little bit more about. It looks like your guidance for the second quarter is actually suggesting that these bookings kind of sustain at a very high level. Can you comment on bookings going into the second quarter here, where it's likely to come from? Do you expect bookings to be up in all the segments, or is there one area of relative strength? Just any thoughts on the sustainability of the bookings guidance going into the second quarter?
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Stephen. Well, actually, as you know, booking forecast is really something difficult to make to very accurate. But however, judging from the projects we have with various customers, our projection is that the momentum for CIS and LED will continue. Likely booking for these two segments will be even higher in Q2 than Q1. IC discrete will sustain at a high level. It may or may not exceed Q1. Lead frame booking probably sustain. SMT booking probably will continue to be at high level. It may or may not exceed the very high level in Q1. So overall, based on summing up all those forecasts we have, we are still seeing a good opportunity. The booking in Q2 will achieve a single-digit percentage year-on-year growth, but it will be difficult to really have an accurate prediction comparing it to Q1 this year.
Yeah, understand. One more question just on the competitive landscape, and I'd love for you to talk about it from three different areas. You're talking about making some inroads into the memory area. So could you talk a little bit about memory, the contribution, to kind of first half versus second half or all of 2018, how you're doing in the memory area, and then also the competitive landscape in areas like LED and advanced packaging. Obviously, the competition's making a lot of noise there as well, so I'm curious to hear your thoughts in really those three areas, memory, LED, and advanced packaging.
Okay. Well, for the memory, we still put it into the category driving our medium to long-term growth. So to be honest, I would say the contribution from memory at this point is still small. Okay. So, however, we are having various programs to address it. So we are really looking forward to some of this program will result into significant opportunities for us to drive our medium term growth. For the advanced packaging, we are really making very good progress. I think customers at least one important customer actually immediately welcome our move to acquire Amica. Okay, as we share, Amica is very strong in this silicon photonics market. But Amica is also the company being recognized capable to supply, you know, a submicron high accuracy die placement machine. However, in the past, Amica was a very small entity, so large customers were concerned to work with such a small company for some of their big programs. So this time, with the acquisition by ASMPT, we totally changed Amica's position and also immediately put ASMPT into such a position that this customer want to work with us. Well, I will not try to guide you. It will immediately generate a significant upside potential for us in 2018, but it will pave the path for us to work with some major companies in advanced packaging to tackle some of those very high accuracy area. So besides that, in our Q4 result announcement, we always share with you, actually in the advanced packaging business, we are working with turned over different customers or their factories, you know. Some of the cases may be multiple factories with the same customer, but basically we have the various program working with turned over customers or turned over factories in the world. So all this will become very important in our long-term growth. And we also seeing some very good momentum of our TCB application. It seems to be our TCB solution is getting more and more momentum. Many more customers want to evaluate our TCB technology for some very solid applications. Although they are still at the qualification stage, but we are really expecting some of them will return into this commercial success. So I think overall, we believe in this advanced packaging, we are in a very good shape. Now, in this CIS, and actually, well, remember last year, you know, some of you guys have the concern after the very strong result for CIS, will customer continue to buy active alignment machine? I can tell you, based on the Q1 booking momentum, it is, and also customers are giving us an even stronger booking indication for Q2. Now, however, I think everybody knows the market dynamics of the smartphone. There are certain supply chain in the smartphone shows weakness. You know, everybody knows this situation. But despite in this global supply chain situation, we still have a very strong booking momentum in CIS. And actually, we are really scrambling to satisfy customers' delivery requirement in Q2. So we feel very comfortable. And actually, we also have been working with various customers in a lot of new camera configurations. This will be introduced to the market, in our opinion, in the next 2 to 4 years' time. So we are excited about that. Now, the other area will be LED. LED, we see, as I have shared with many of you, we expect the LED market to rebound. It does. And both the LED general lighting and the LED display panel continue to drive the market. To a lesser extent, will be the mini LED for these backlight applications, but this is for a smaller extent. So basically, these are the drivers, and we see the LED will continue to be strong for a period of time.
Thank you, Stephen. Our next question comes from Kana Wong from Credit Suisse. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my questions. So I want to chat with you on the gross margin in the first quarter and the coming quarters. Because the first question is the weakness is due to the product mix, but can you tell us like what kind of product that you see the impact majority is actually causing the majority impact? Is that the LED product, or and in the coming quarter, what do you see the recovery in the gross margin? That's the first question. And the second one is actually your view on the trade war, that will you see ASM is in a position to benefit, like the the accelerations of Chinese semiconductor equipment industry, etc. Thanks.
Well, for the gross margin, as I mentioned earlier, it's really a product mix. It's not easy to identify to say LED. Yes, in general, LED has a slightly lower gross margin. But actually, our customers also buy more high-end LED equipment from us as the size of LED is getting smaller. So customer also looking for 5-inch LEDs. So, but in general, LED do have LED is going to have a lower gross margin. Partly also, we also see could be related to exchange rate. We are still in the process of really making a detailed analysis on the exchange rate effect. As you can see, if I put it this way, for the SMT gross margin, I would say probably the exchange rate appreciation of euro has a stronger contribution to the deterioration of the gross margin. So that's a combination of this. However, we're looking at in the shipment portfolio in Q2, there will be more equipment relating to CIS, advanced package will be shipped in Q2, so that will help the gross margin also. Trade war, the effect of trade war is difficult to predict at this point in time. If we looking at our portfolio, our shipment to USA, we don't see a significant potential direct impact on us. Our SMT machines are mainly shipping out from Europe, you know, some machines are shipping out from Singapore. So from that perspective, we are not really facing a direct threat on the field one list. However, we also noticed that the field one list also identify a lot of semiconductor devices, and also you see the now, you know, the recent happening between TE, the NXP, Qualcomm, you know, all this. So we are not able to really evaluate what will be our indirect impact to ASMPT's business. In the longer term, will the trade war benefit ASMPT, because it will accelerate ASMPT's China's semiconductor industry development. Yes, I think that's possible. It may also make more companies rethink about their global footprint in their manufacturing bases. So I think in the longer term, I expect in general, capital equipment company will benefit, but in short term, in my opinion, everybody will suffer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Bill Liu from UBS. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. So with the big bookings and revenues now at the 650 to 700 million level, can you talk about your capacity, how you are positioned, and whether there's need for additional CapEx and expansion plans?
Okay. We actually in the process of building an extension to our Malaysian factory at this point in time. It was started last year already, due to be complete by end of this year. So this will help us to expand our capacity in both band equipment, SMT, as well as materials. So that will be one of the area we are working on. For the past few years, the company has been aggressively going for the direction of outsourcing, external manufacturing. It really helps us in terms of flexibility and even to a certain extent in terms of controlling our costs. So this will continue. However, today, our biggest challenge in meeting that kind of high expectation from our customers is the component supply. Seems to be there is a worldwide shortage of some of the critical mechanical components, such as bearings, linear sliders, linear guides, stepping motors. Suppliers are quoting 9 to 12 months kind of delivery time. So this is a challenge. I would say the whole world, you know, is facing. It could be in both opportunity and threat to companies like ASMPT. The threat is we are really facing this kind of challenge to meet customers' delivery expectation. On a positive side, probably more factories need to be built, you know, by many other people that will drive up the demand for semiconductor, the demand for automation, the demand for ASMPT's equipment. So it's a mix of effect at this point.
Got it. You know, related to that is with this new higher revenue level, now I understand the business is different now and you're doing more outsourcing than before, and there's also a mix issue, but with this new run rate, what should we expect for gross margins kind of structurally? Is there any guidance given that the drop-through should be pretty good?
Excluding the short-term effect, we will expect that kind of one way is to structurally help us to further improve our gross margin and improve our profitability due to this economy of scale. However, short-term effect could be, as I mentioned earlier, with the worldwide shortage of critical components, we may have to stock up our inventory, we may have to pay a little bit higher price for certain cases to secure supply. So I would not expect a short term we will benefit too much from this higher scale, but on a longer term, it definitely will help us.
No, I totally understand. But let's say in a year's time, revenue is still at, say, 650 to 700. What should we expect for gross margins?
I don't have a quantitative number to share with you, but certainly we expect it to improve. I will not be surprised if it will help us to drive up the gross margin for 1 to 2% just because of the this factory overhead is lower on a per dollar sales basis. Some of those scale or economy will help us. So, but I do not have a quantitative number really to share with you.
No, that's very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Our next question comes from Mr. Arthur Lai from Citigroup in Hong Kong. Thank you.
Hi, this is Arthur Lai, and congrats ASMPT to be recognized as a top 100 global tech leader. I have three questions. Number one is on the advanced packaging. TSMC yesterday just guided the increase of capacity in EUV in the 7 nanometer. And also WK just mentioned that going to the 7 nanometer, then TCB and RDL will become a must. Can you elaborate in this future technology, who is your major competitor? And also, in that demand environment, what the equipment ASP or the contribution to our company? That's my first question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Arthur. Well, for the TCB, actually, there are not too many competitors. There are two Japanese companies over there, but actually one of them is an early participant in the TCB market. The other is a newcomer. Then there's one US-based company, but I don't think they have really opened up their penetration into the TCB market yet. Then there is another European company. They do, I would say, a better work in one of the memory maker. Today we see the interest in our TCB bonder by many potential customers are this time really in the logic. Seems to be artificial intelligence are really driving up the demand for high performance computing, and more customers start to recognize that a combination, you know, of TCP and maybe also fan out, you know, using LDL, may be a solution to really package high performance computing chips together. So this is very unique because when the NUC schemes so small, a normal feature bonding will no longer be sufficient. You need a very high accuracy bonder, and also for the normal feature bonder, after you put the chip over there, you go into an oven for this solder before. But during this solder before process, the chip actually, once the solder melt, before the solder solidify again, the re-solidify again, actually the whole chip move. So you can imagine with chips, they have maybe tens of thousands of I.O. One of the I.O. Have a poor connection, already cause, you know, a yield loss, and these chips are very expensive. So that's why one of our customers, a leading customer, you know, came up with the idea of TCB bonding. So the TCB bonding, the major difference is two. One is the accuracy of the placement. The second is that we don't need to go for a solder before. The solder before is actually done, you know, on the TCB bonder itself. So the bonder will ensure the solder melted and be solidified. So and ensure, you know, a very good connection over there. So that's why from our customers' experience, TCP seems to be really the solution for this guy, high performance computing interconnection. So today, people moving to 7 nanometer, and we understand certain end customers are pushing very hard for this 5 nanometer solution. So in our opinion, when people move down to this kind of application, TCP is really the solution, and then the idea will be the one for them to really package, besides of the processor itself, memory chips, other passive components together. So this combination of TCP and this LDL, in our opinion, is a must. The normal feature bonder will no longer good enough to serve that market.
Okay, thank you. Very detailed. And can you also on the regional breakdown, we noticed that Malaysia, you know, this quarter has about $350 million, and also Korea also is $180 million, quite significant jump from last quarter. Can you elaborate what's the application inside of this regional, you know, increase? And also, we also noticed that the company from this quarter no longer provide the you know, ATLAS regions. Is that the common practice will continue in the future? That's for our modeling purpose. Thank you.
I do not have the detailed breakdown here for the Malaysia and Korea. I think nothing really special, more reflecting the general market are very strong. The Korea market partly also due to some a very small part of it due to some we had to follow the accounting standard, but it's not a big part of it. But I don't really have anything special to share with you here.
Okay. Yeah. So in going forward, is only company will only disclose 5 regions instead of 9 or 10, right?
No. For the half year result, the full year result, we'll provide a more detailed breakdown. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate more, you know, in detail. And the last is on the laser growing and the dicing. I think last quarter you, you know, as Patrick mentioned, in this product line, you have seen some significant breakthrough. Can you talk about the you know, the application and also the competitive you know, dynamics? Last time I visit Semicon Shanghai, and I also learned from, like, you know, this driver IC for the full screen to use a lot of laser grooving and dicing machine. I'm keen to know your view. Thank you.
This business is still developing very positively, as we have shared with you. It was a record booking for us for this business, so we are busy in making a delivery. And booking momentum for the laser business in the first quarter of this year continue to be very positive. Today, we are still very much focused on semiconductor applications. These are various different kind of application. I think today, driving our business, part of these driver ICs, display driver ICs, those kind of moving applications. However, we have quite a number of projects with different customers, especially in the preparation for the memory, thin memory wafers, dicing, you know. So these are one of the potential interesting applications going forward.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Michael Chou from Deutsche. Thank you.
Hi, good morning, WK. Just two questions. You mentioned the PCB potential market. Do you have any color for the potential TAM over the next couple years? Because, as you know, TCB is mainly used by CPU applications. So is there any new application which can have a very big volume of CPU in the future? You mentioned HPC. Would that be big enough, such famous CPU in the future? What is the potential TAM for your business going forward? Thank you.
Michael, it's still a bit difficult to really come up with a reliable estimation of the potential TAM. But as I mentioned earlier, we really see the trend of AI driving the high-performance computing. Now, this time, the AI is not really talking about only servers. People are talking about AI capability at the end product, you know, the end terminal. So, so the high-performance computing no longer only talking about the server chips, you know. So, I can't share with you the customer name. If I can, you will see the excitement over there, but I can't share with you. So we see customers are really taking this now very seriously. If this process proven to be applicable in the application, future AI processors will be designed around, you know, this TCB technology. That will be the interesting part. So, it could be a big market.
One follow-up for this question is, would that kind of application also consider TSMC's CoWoS rather than TCP?
As I mentioned, I can't name the customer name, okay? But if you follow the market and analyze who are the chip makers really advocating, driving for AI processors, you may have a clue.
Sure. Okay, thank you, sir. Second question is regarding your fan-out solution. Do you have any color for your fan-out growth outlook over the next couple years, given that you continue to make some progress in improving your product profile? So what will be the outlook over the next couple of years?
For the some of those customers, we are working with them on the panel level fan out. We do expect them to take off soon. You know, some of these customers are giving us an indication of they are expecting to ramp up their production within this year. So of course. We can't judge beyond what we were being told. So we do expect some of them will take off. That will be one of the case. We also see more customers investing in this area. We do see a newer generation of fan-out design coming up. Seems to be more cost-effective now. So as I mentioned earlier, when the industry really has to go to 10 nanometer and below. Actually, there's no other choice. There's no other choice for that. So I think a better way to track this potential will be to track the estimation of, in the next few years, the number of wafers coming out, you know, under this new technology looks. That would be a good indicator of the potential of this market.
Your final solution regarding the panel and the wafer level, which one will have a higher revenue chance for you in terms of product profile?
It could be both. Because different customer has a different approach. Some customer, they are more, I would say, focused a bit more on wafer level kind of applications. Although they call wafer, but actually you can call it a small panel. But certain other customer, they jump straight to a large panel. In our opinion, both will take off.
Can we say the panel label for now will be still a niche market over the next 24 months? Or you do see some big volume product coming out over the next 12 to 24 months?
If I say an industry well-known application, the TSMC Info, I do not know whether you want to classify as niche or mainstream.
Thank you, Michael. Our next question comes from Kevin Zhang from JP Morgan. Thank you.
Good morning, management. Thanks for taking my question. I have two questions. First one is related to ZTE. So what's your exposure to ZTE and your outlook of the business with this client? And the second question is about ASMI's holdings. As we are approaching the end of their lockup period, is there any colors about their future plan on ASMPT shares? Thank you.
Well, for the ZTE, they are electronic system maker. So you can imagine they are one of our customer mainly for the SMT equipment. There could be a direct impact if their business being affected. At this point in time, it's really too early to know anything. However, on an indirect basis, if there's any impact, the indirect impact will be far bigger than the direct impact. Now, I'm also reading from the news media. I understand actually, according to the news media, 20 to 30% of ZTE's components are purchased from U.S. companies. If these U.S. companies are really not able to supply ZTE, you know, for these components, then naturally ZTE may have to to look for alternate sources. So will that actually this 20-35% component supplied by this U.S. company could be ASMPT's customer at the moment? So how this U.S. company will react to this, we really don't know. So I would say if there's any impact to ASMPT, it's more of this indirect impact. But on the other hand, I'm not too concerned about this indirect impact, because if this really develops into that picture, this is a much bigger trade war already. I am still confident that people are sensitive enough to avoid that kind of large-scale trade war. So hopefully, my positive thinking is correct. So that's the situation. But we will continue to monitor it and provide investors up-to-date information if there's any significant impact to ASMPT. On ASMI part, I really not able to provide you any color, because ASMI is one of our shareholders. They have no obligation to inform ASMPT in advance what they want to do. At this point in time, I think what I can share with you is that I really know nothing about their plan, you know, their development in this particular area.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Simon Wu from BofA Merrill Lynch. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. Good morning. Congratulations on the great result. But first question should be CIS, which seems to be growing, you know, very strongly in the past of, you know, the couple of years. But the question is, as you pointed out, China smartphone demand is not yet strong. Yesterday, TSMC also mentioned that the near-term momentum no good. But how do you feel the overall the CIS, you know, the related equipment demand outlook, given the fact in the past couple of years, I think your customers already installed lots of the machines for the CIS module. Thank you. That's the first question.
Well, if I read the announcement from TSMC correctly, they are being affected by the smartphone market. But at the same time, they have pointed out the China smartphone actually is picking up. Okay, we see the same thing. We see the same thing. For the first quarter booking or even for the first half activity, we feel the China smartphone are catching up, whereas the first tier smartphone are taking a backseat this time. So that's also normal. Typically, the first tier smartphone makers are the technology leaders, the market leaders. They are setting the technology trend, and then after that, the rest of the phone makers start to follow. So we see more and more people start to work on and plan to introduce a new generation smartphones. You know, come equipped with all these new generation camera modules. So that's why I think we still continue to see strong booking for our active alignment machine. People are working on various solutions for the new generation of camera. So this will in our opinion, will continue. And on the other hand, we also expect the first tier smartphone makers probably are making an adjustment only because we're expecting more newer generation smartphone will adopt the latest technology. So I think, in our opinion, smartphone market, the CIS market will continue to be strong, you know, for a couple of years.
Okay, thank you very much, WK. So lastly, the question is, you mentioned that the advanced packaging related business was so strong. So may I ask, is more related to the AP chip related, or maybe some different area, maybe memory or some special chips? So question is, what kind of the chips, you know, for the advanced packaging area for your machines?
Now, I think the development for advanced packaging for us is really encouraging. You know, we are very excited about those programs we have.
Question is still about the gross margin. I understand you mentioned several factors early in the call, but I just recall that at the long term, after the last quarter result, you did indicate that last year gross margin could be a good reference for us when we are doing our model, but now QY is already lower. So consider all the factors you are seeing now. Do you think that comments is still valid for us to do our model?
I will say probably what really change a little bit is the exchange rate effect. The mix is not a concern, too much a concern for us, because quarter from quarter, there's this lateral mix variation. So it will self-correct as we develop in the year. However, this currency is part of the factor. Deviate a bit more from what we have anticipated in the beginning of the year. So if you have to adjust your model, I think you probably can factor this into consideration in adjusting your model.
Very clear, thank you. And also, just a quick follow-up on the previous questions. So you mentioned about the advanced technology and also CIS. So if I don't get it wrong, I think you indicate like for the first half this year after strong Q2, CIS may not necessarily decline on year-over-year basis, but what about the full year?
Wow, full year is really difficult to predict. You know, the semiconductor industry really doesn't have that kind of visibility. Furthermore, I think everybody would be cautious to monitor how this trade war develop between China and USA. So I will say what happening may cast more uncertainty for the second half of this year.
Okay, understood. Thank you. Sorry, just one very last follow up. So for the U.S. and China, the trade dispute, I think one of the items that already listed is the LED. But you also mentioned your LED booking now is still very strong. Do you see any impact from the trade dispute, particularly for the LED?
We don't know yet. We really don't know. So far, we understand USA is not the largest LED market, but however, it's still a sizable market. So we are not able to ascertain at this point of time how much it will affect our customers' business. It will not affect ASMPT's business directly. We don't really have big LED customer in USA. Even their LED customer in USA, their production facilities are outside USA. So the direct impact to ASMPT will be small, but the indirect impact we cannot ignore. But at this point of time, we are not able to really gauge how much will be this indirect impact at this point of time.
Understood. Very clear. Thank you very much. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Christian from BOCOM International in Hong Kong.
Hi. Good morning. Congrats on the strong results. I just have one quick follow-up on the bookings. If I look at your historical bookings, say 2016-17, it looks like 2Q is always bigger than 1Q. But this year it seems to be the other way around. Based on your guidance, I was wondering if you're seeing any orders being pulled in because you mentioned component shortage and basically strong demand, right? So, are you seeing your customers pulling in, making their orders earlier? And can you give us the booking outlook for the second half? Thanks.
Well, to be honest, the question you ask is also the question we ourselves ask. Whenever we come across a booking, we also very carefully check whether they are double booking, triple booking. But so far, based on our checking, we don't really feel in the booking for Q1, there are obvious double booking, triple booking over there. We don't really feel that. It seems to be customers are still very rational. Not even in our material booking for our materials. But certainly this is an area we continue to monitor. On the second half of booking outlook, really difficult to predict. As I mentioned earlier, I believe all our customers are really closely monitoring this trade war development, closely monitoring whether each other, how people react. You can imagine if suddenly really ZTE have no other choices but hold back their production. They are not only affecting the 20-30% component from the U.S. company, but they will also affect the balance 70-80% of component they buy from the non-U.S. companies. So that could trigger many things in the world, because the world's closely connected with one each other. So I think at this point of time, everybody just have to closely monitor it. Well, as I mentioned, I personally still optimistic view that people will be rational enough to avoid this. But you really don't know. So I can't provide you a clear outlook about what can happen at this point of time.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Chris. Our next question comes from Li Pinghua from CICC. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my question. So I think the dynamic, the CapEx, how do you comment on China first on demand side, because now the national policy tries to localize a lot of the process, both the back end and the front end. And also, I think that's a question before, is that the phase two of the China's National IT Fund seems to be well subsidized the local equipment sector. Do you see any potential competitors in the local market on the equipment side? Thank you.
Well, in my opinion, not in the short term. The local Chinese equipment maker has been there for quite some time. I would say they are comparatively much stronger in the LED compared to the IC and discrete market. I'm not saying they are very strong in the LED, but I'm talking about if I compare those makers, they focus in the LED market, and the makers, therefore, focusing on the IC and discrete market. The IC and discrete market players are very weak. The LED market makers, players still can make some penetration into the market. So in the short term, we don't really too much for in our area. Of course, in the long term, we do not ignore any one of them. So we take every one of them seriously. We always say internally that you look back 30, 40 years ago, ASMPT was also a very small company. So we can't rule out any one of them can repeat the success of ASMPT. So that's why we take every one of them very seriously. On the China's demand side, we believe China semiconductor to continue to develop. We are aware there's a many fabs construction in the pipeline. When these fabs put into production, it will generate a lot more demand for packaging. So, and a lot more potential demand for our tire equipment. So, we're fully aware and we continue to strengthen our position in the China market.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question, we have a following question come from Kenna Wong. Thank you.
Thanks to taking my questions. And I just wanted to ask, because you have like first quarter booking and second quarter booking directions, and so far we probably may see the around 9 months revenue outlook this year. Do you see this year will be another strong year, or you expect there will be a moderate growth here because probably third quarter will see some based on the high base last year, third quarter will be not likely to grow strongly, but fourth quarter may come with some corrections. So do you see like maybe some kind of first half versus second half divisio of revenue, such as pressure, some indication?
Well, The booking momentum in Q1 and also in Q2 are really exciting. Yes, you are definitely correct. With that, actually, it really kind of setting the tone for 9 months billing for the group. However, what is happening in the global economy is really something pose a lot of uncertainty, pose a lot of challenges, you know, ahead. In our market, from our experience, people can also make correction very quickly. If suddenly they find they are not able to deliver all those chips, you know, and you can imagine, as I mentioned, it's not only ZTE. When ZTE having problem, they can cascade this to many other companies, many other industries. So if this is really the case, many of our customer or their own customer being start to react, that is something we can't predict at this point in time. But let's put this aside, then I will say, yes, based on today's momentum, seems to be our billing for the first 9 months of this year will be pretty interesting. A bit too early to predict Q4, but anyway, we do not model, you know, 2018 will be overall on a year-on-year basis, will be another year on a full-year basis, showing a very high growth. We do not model that. We are more, if there's a growth, it's a more moderate, you know, that kind of situation, you know, because the industry already have a very strong performance for 2016 and 2017 already.
Got you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next phone question comes from Mr. Michael Chou from Deutsche. Thank you.
Hey, hi, WK. So, one question is, what's your view for your
organic growth momentum over the next couple of years. Did you have any idea when you do some internal forecast, what is your view for your growth outlook over the next couple of years?
Well, in this industry, it's challenging to really make a long-term forecast, long-term outlook. But however, as I share on a qualitative, we feel we are addressing some interesting market applications. As I mentioned, CIS, we're still holding to our view that in the next couple of years, because of technology innovation, the CIS market demand continue to be there. Okay, despite shipment volume for smartphone may slow down further, you know, but the technology innovation will drive the CIS market, and we are in the market. We have a very good position. All the lead customers engage ASMPT for the next few years innovation development. In the LED market, we continue to see yes, LED market may have an up and down, but overall the trend is continue up. The number of LED will continue to increase. So this trend actually also put ASMPT in a very good position because we have a very strong position in this market. So in also to already 2 years in a row, or almost 3 years in a row, we see the power management market very, very strong. And we believe this will continue, especially when 5G comes in, when more automotive applications, when fast charging, wireless charging, all this demand comes in. So power management will continue to be strong. And ASMPT also having a very strong position in this power management market. Automotive is another strong market for ASMPT, and we also believe automotive market will continue. The electronic content, electric car will continue to, autonomous driving will continue to grow. And ASMPT serve this market from both the semiconductor and the back-end equipment area. So, and another important area we really see for the last 1.5 years already, industrial automation seems to be very strong. Okay, we actually, today we are more inclined to interpret the supply shortage, you know, in the mechanical components I mentioned earlier, is due to the industrial automation robotics. Many companies are deploying the Industry 4.0 solutions that drive the demand. So once again, ASMPT is strong in this area from both the semiconductor and the SMT market. So from an organic point of view, these few application markets are really driving ASMPT. And actually, we also see this is the difference between ASMPT and our peers. For the past few years, we start to change the company to have more market focus, you know, focusing on the growth potential, high growth potential markets, and try to serve the market very well. So so far, this strategy are very successful. So even the market will be having a short term up and down, short term cycles. But I think just now the few applications I mentioned will continue to drive the near to medium term, you know, of the industry. So these are the organic area, organic growth area, you know, ASMPT will benefit from.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Simon Wu from BOA Merrill Lynch. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very quickly, Mr. Lee, how do you feel the overall the micro LED or mini LED business opportunities? Are you ready to deliver any additional the back-end machines for these areas?
Okay. We believe the mini LED will come earlier than the micro LED. Actually, in our opinion, they share different markets. The micro LED will be for a smaller displays. Probably the largest display application for the micro LED will be the smartphone, screen of the smartphone. But we think the it's more applicable, more usable for AR, you know, VR type of application, those goggles, wearable electronics. I think we believe these are more suitable candidates for micro LED displays. Whereas mini LED, we see big potentials because it could be the solution for high accuracy, high resolution, large display panels, either indoor and outdoor. So we see these are two different applications. ASMPT today are working with various customers on the mini LED solutions. Interesting progress for us. Still, I would say a distance away from significantly commercializing all those, but this will be very interesting. Now, of course, when it comes to mini LED, there are two different solutions. One is the traditional diamond bonding, a package LED, smaller LED. While that actually ASMPT is participating already at this point of time, but there are also other packaging methodology, for this mini LED. So this is the area I mentioned about ASMPT is working with customer to develop the solution. Micro LED will take a little bit longer time. Today, I would say, overall in the whole industry, people still finding a very effective solution for the mass transfer of a huge number of LED. So until people find an effective and reliable solution for this, it's not easy for the micro LED to take off in a big way. Cost is the major consideration.
Yeah, great. And lastly, any update for the TEL related business acquisition? What's the expected roughly the revenue or your payment for to acquire TEL next, if you don't mind?
We already have fully disclosed this in our announcement. We pay $90 million, as a base price, plus a potential earn out up to $8 million in 2 years' time. So for the revenue, we share the less than $100 million at the moment, with the potential going to beyond that. Yeah.
You mean the $90 million plus $8 million in terms of the U.S. dollars, roughly $100 million total?
Yes, the fourth acquisition. Yeah.
Yeah, very clear, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Laura Chen from BNP. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Like you mentioned that before, there are some different key component shortage overall in the supply chain. I'm just wondering that how that impacts our order outlook in our observation. Will our customers have some early pulling or how they behave to react to that overall supply chain shortage? Yeah, that's my first question.
Well, those shortages are more affecting equipment supplier like us than our customer directly. When we cannot satisfy their demand, of a pull-in delivery, or short delivery time, that will directly affect our customers. So, it's not an easy answer, easy question. Because those are really high precision components. For those suppliers we have, in order for them to significantly increase their capacity, they have to build new plants, they have to train new people. So today I can see the suppliers are mobilizing all the short-term effort to increase their capacity. These people also start to look into really building a long-term solution to address this problem, including building new plants. I think on our side, in certain cases, we may have to pay a higher price for some of the components, although that it has not been significant at this point in time. I would say it's definitely not a significant factor affecting our gross margin deterioration for Q1 because of we have to pay a higher price for component at this point in time yet. We do see, if this shortage continue, that may be a challenge for us also.
Okay, thank you. And my second question is also related to mini LED. As WK already explained quite a lot, I'm just wondering that what's SM Pacific position now in mini LED or even micro LED for the longer term? Yeah, and what's our preparation and our readiness here? think.
For the mini LED, actually, customers see ASMPT as the technology leader in this area. So we are working with various customers on the solutions they are thinking of. So, we believe not all the solutions will take off at the end, but we also partnerizing it and investing together with some of these people. I believe in the long run, this will be an exciting area. But on the other hand, on the micro LED, we also working with some of the key players in this area. But as I mentioned, I think there's still huge technology challenge the industry as a whole has to overcome. The micro LED is still at a very early stage, infancy stage, in my opinion, waiting for some major technology breakthrough. One of it is what I highlighted for the assembly is the reliable method of mass transfer of huge number of LEDs at one time. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our last question comes from Mr. Stephen Paello from HSBC. Thank you.
Great. Just two follow-up questions. First of all, how big is the LED bonder market? And, you know, given that Silicon Prop is making a lot of noise, they introduced, I think, some new products in Silicon China last month, and they're talking about gaining a lot of market share last year and even this year. Are you seeing any, you know, increased pressure from Silicon Prop specifically? That's my first question. One more follow-up after that.
Well, I think it all to do with your base or comparison. When somebody have a very small base or comparison, if they make really some progress, it could be a fantastical rate. Whereas ASMPT have such a huge market share in this particular area. So we won't be able to deliver, 100-200% kind of growth rate, So that's the difference. However, I think you're looking at the LED market. Actually, the LED market on a supply base basis, actually there's been a lot of consolidation in our customer space. ASMPT actually is continue to work with those key LED players in the market, and we have a very good market share with these key players. We do not lose this market share to our competitors with these customers. However, we do recognize that people try to attack this market, but that's natural, especially when everybody believe the advanced packaging development, technology development in the IC discrete market will be threatening, the overall wide bonder market growth in the long term. So it's natural for our competitors to put in a lot more resources in this particular area. But however, I don't really see our competitors making a solid progress yet. Well, of course, we don't ignore them. We don't take them lightly. So this is a survival battle for them. So they have to open up their revenue source. So however, we believe, this is a market. We know the customer much better. We understand the application. We understand what the technology roadmap of this industry, and also we have the infrastructure to work with this customer. This is a market very much different from IC discrete. You cannot just put use your experience the IC discrete market and replicate in the LED market. You need different expertise, different setup to serve the market. So ASMPT enjoys such a market position in LED, not because of the last 1 or 2 years, is the decades of investment in this particular area. So as a result, we don't worry too much, but on the other hand, we take them seriously.
All right, my last final follow-up question was, 90 days ago, I think you said the SMT market or the SMT business for ASM Pacific, given the tough comparison from last year, maybe down slightly this year. However, it appears you were surprised in the last 90 days with the booking strength in Europe and auto, industrial, and 5G infrastructure.
What do you think now as you look at 2018 for S&P? Does it look like it's going to be a growth segment for PC this year?
To be honest, Steve, we are not able to answer the question at this point of time. Well, as you see, a few months back, we also expect this to be slightly down for our S&P this year, because this year we do not expect, you know, a major order to come in similar to last year. However, along the past few months, actually we have been revising up, you know, our internal forecast for the S&P booking, you know, a few times already. So the market really strong, really strong. So it really was by surprise. However, I will say we do not dare to make an assumption. Q2, Q3 will continue to be that moment. So at that point, I can only say probably it should be better than what we expect a few months back. And whether it will be sufficient to totally offset this and make this to be another growth year for S&P, we are not able to have a reliable prediction at this point.
Fair enough. Best of luck to you. Thank you.
There seems to be no further question at this point in time, sir.
Well, I think we've had a very good discussion this morning with very good questions, but I'm afraid we have to conclude the conference call. Now, in the interest of time, thank you very much for joining our conference call today, and we'll talk to you again next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes the conference. Thank you.